You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist, to the Strangers podcast featuring local bands taken straight from the bands page at www.thestranger.com/mans.
We're very excited this week. I'm Ari Spool.
You didn't sound very excited,
Ari. I am super excited. Do I need to just like, do I need to display it in my vocal tones?
Yes, well, it's a fucking podcast, so yes, that's exactly what you need to do.
Well, if you could see me right now, I'm like jumping up and down and I'm popping those little confetti streamer things. I'm so excited this week because our show is all about the program and it's all local hip-hop, except for Band of the Week.
Right. Yeah. And the program, if you don't know, it's starting next week on Tuesday, December 8th. It's going 5 nights. The Blue Scholars are headlining. It's going until Saturday, December 22nd at Numo's, I believe. Yes.
Yep.
And this week we have music editor Jonathan Zwickel. He's going to talk to us a little bit about it because there was a round table featuring like how many artists were there?
We had 11 artists.
And you guys all sat around and talked about local hip hop and because they're all artists playing the program, correct?
That's right.
So yeah, how did this come up? Tell us about what this is.
It was basically an idea that Charles and I sort of developed with Dave Miner, the guy that manages Blue Scholars, and I think he and Charles have been planning this big hip-hop event, and we wanted to cover it properly in The Stranger, and the idea came up to maybe get a bunch of the artists that are going to be playing the program to just all sit down at one table and just have a conversation, a round table type thing. So Charles and I developed a sort of a list of questions that we immediately abandoned once we all started talking, and the conversation veered in completely different and unexpected directions, which was great, and it was actually far more revealing, I think, than we could have predicted. And because of that, we, you know, it went in some interesting directions. We heard things, I think, that aren't necessarily contentious, but a little bit surprising, for sure, coming right from some of the people involved.
Like what?
Well, you know,
give us the dirt.
I think the reason why we wanted to convene this roundtable to begin with was to talk about the idea of a Northwest sound, you know, or a Seattle hip hop sound, and what that if there is one and what it would be. And so we figured, yeah, we would just sort of hammer out the idea. Well, it's, you know, this type of rhythm with this type of rhyme, and you know, whereas you can talk about the South having their own particular style, or you know, Houston having their own style, or the Bay Area. We figured that the Northwest would have one as well. Sort of what we arrived at in this conversation is the fact that we don't, and we're probably not going to. And maybe that's okay. Like, maybe that is, as sort of lame as that might sound, that, like, our sound is that we don't have a sound.
Right.
You can actually start looking at that in a really interesting way, and in that it seems like Seattle and the Northwest in general is sort of beyond that type of classification. There's so much going on here, and it's not just Seattle and Portland and Vancouver. It's all these weird little outlying cities in between. And you know, something that was discussed and that came out in the piece in The Stranger this week is that all those little towns, little college towns and ski towns, these places have really thriving hip hop scenes, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, Blue Scholars or Boom Bap Project will go to Bend, Oregon and get like 400 kids coming out at a show, which you wouldn't really expect, and is a big deal.
That's totally crazy.
Yeah, it's cool, you know, and it's sort of the idea that, you know, it used to be that people would have to come to the city to get their culture, especially hip-hop, which is sort of an urban environment. It's sort of necessarily from an urban environment. But now the city is going out and spreading that, you know, to all corners, basically. Instead of people coming to the city to get it, the city is actually leaving. The bands are leaving and taking it to these smaller towns that are just thirsty for it, that are asking for it. And then on top of that, it seems like those cities also have like their own, those smaller towns have their own budding scenes as well.
Right,
totally.
Which is generally what happens when culture goes out in there, then those kids want to emulate kind of what they're saying or put their own spin on it.
There's
a
true exchange happening.
Yeah.
And I think that's really exciting. And that's something that we came up with in this conversation that we didn't really necessarily predict or think was going to come up, but it did. And yeah, just the idea of sort of, you know, post-urban hip-hop. I know Charles really liked that term, you know, because, post is in it, I think, you know, it sort of has an academic tone to it, but it also makes a lot of sense in that, like, you know, this music is no longer confined to the city streets where it's most often associated.
Right.
You know?
Awesome. Well, I think we should play some songs pretty quick so we can start figuring out what you're talking about.
Right.
This first song that we're going to play is Can You. It's called Keep It Up, and Can You's playing Wednesday, December 19th as part of the program.
Can You is from Tacoma. For instance, you know, I mean, who's from Tacoma?
Can you is.
Let's hear it.
only on the surface. Focus, let's build with a purpose. Approach it like the sky ain't high enough. Shine like you've seen the sun rise and then keep it up. Rain and style, bring flows when the beat erupts. Your girl touch my girl, well I might have to beat her up. You won't see me lounging, thinking that my feet are up. We only take breaks when hippo speeds it up. And cut samples like Costco workers, man, eat it up. Either you didn't see me or you need to readjust. To perform you need a blue pill to keep it up. But I blew the bill off the door when I performed to keep it real. Don't tango and take a chance. Cats of Cali claim I love New York in the press advance. I ain't impressed with that, why you pretending, man? You should invest in yourself instead of impressions. And master your craft before comparing skill to yours. Cause I hit on cue like a game of billiards. I'm ill with the skill till I fulfill what I'm here for. Well, you couldn't kill it with a mill and a billboard, but... I'm fly, how high, like the president. While you scrape pipe dreams, searching for a resin hit, man. You better go ahead and get some etiquette before you fuck your reason for existence like Oedipus. It's evident you'll never get to represent your residence. Cause ever since I stepped in, I deaded all the rhetoric. You lie through your teeth about the crack in the Benjamins. We'll all crack your teeth like late night with Letterman. I'm not the type to let you in the fight. And the veterans inside my intestines, the size of an elephant. I ride for my brethren, no bikes, but I'm peddling. The type to handle bars like a BMX specialist. You're too sensitive, as delicate as feathers. Get offended by an expletive when my style's heaven sent. Yeah, you know I said a bitch, look outside your residence. The world said it worse than swearing in some sentences. Go ahead and dead it with the PC correctiveness and recognize it's just a reflection of the present tense. If lying's your regimen and I am your therapist, and I recommend that you try this new medicine. Prescriptions, I'm selling it, it's meant for the tentative. If you need help, F you is how I'm spelling it. Tell your friends, every man never been resemblance. Let's begin stretching for the little kids and messages. Every step is direct, it's to help the relevance. Revel in the effort, respect its reverence. Repping it to let it live, connected with the elements. The record spins commemorative of once excellence. Yeah. Stand there, say something, man.
Recognize your right to push back. Suffocated by the pressure to perform and the pressure to produce and the pressure to conform to the norm. Animated by the pressure to succeed and the pressure to succumb and the pressure to believe in the cause. Predicated on the pressure to accept and the pressure to explain and the pressure to perfect what is inherently flawless and all this. Recognize your right to push back. I already told you, I am not deterred by fear. See, accountability to me is a whole nother theory. So my obedience is not to ever be mistaken for faith in the creation. But in the fact, I am conscious of my reliance on the inability of science to justify sound on the grounds of profound silence. Why then is the molecular configuration labeled secular when it's relegated to a genre? That which is from the mortal Lord is not built to last, irrespective of the measure of skill craft. So would y'all bless that no one curse? I coerce the clergy, showing no mercy to the pontiff. Yes, and the U.S.'s understandably upset by the clamor. I climb and tie the banner to the minaret. Don't forget the pact and recognize your right to push back. Overwhelmed by the pressure to defer and the pressure to concede and the pressure to concur with the word. Illustrated by the pressure to comply and the pressure to appease and the pressure to apply more pressure to your peers till the pressure puts them under pressure to defend. While they choose not to amend what is inherently gorgeous in all this. Recognize your right to push back. Lest ye judge and deem the position extremely biased. Identify me as self-righteous and pious. I assail even the stale efforts of the Baha'is. Endeavors to fail to make available hip-hop to the youth that laws. When in truth it's hard to refute God. Music is conducive to producing art. Between you and me, I'm through a string of deeds and singing
the flowers, the waves and leaves. It's not that I'm a separatist. My suggestion is we address the risk of giving the impression we miss the point to progress with the kids. Not in spite of them, by request, invited them to bless this spot. So when there must be justice, we clutch this, clinging to the cord. They cannot afford to ignore the value. And when they doubt you, recognize your right to push back. Aggravated by the pressure to mature and the pressure to endow and the pressure to endure criticism. Generated by the pressure to be numb to the pressure of the thumb of the one holding you down, not allowing you to run from the pressure to be fine with the pressure to align with the pressure to abide by the rules of the lawless and all this. Recognize your right to push back. Push back.
That was Common Market. The song is Connect Four. They're playing the program on Wednesday, December 19th.
And it's going to be pretty awesome. Which, I mean, all of these shows look really amazing, but which do you think is going to be the best? Let's, like, start a little competition. You know, who's daddy's favorite?
Who's daddy's favorite?
I think it's important to note that Tuesday and Friday, both of those shows will feature Big World Breaks, which is, like, the 6 or 7 piece band.
Totally.
That plays with Blue Scholars. And
right.
That'll add a whole other dimension to the show, for sure, just adding that live band element. Should be awesome. And if you've seen the band with Blue Scholars, that it kills it. It brings it to a whole other level. So those will be great, Tuesday and Friday. Friday is especially good. Dime Duff is on the bill. I think those guys are probably the best live hip-hop thing going on in Seattle right now. I mean, the interplay between those three guys is just so natural. It's so fun to watch. And then Bean One is just an awesome DJ and sort of roots their more new school sound in an old school, more soulful, you know, tradition. They're really good. Jay Pinder, I haven't seen. He's also on Friday. I haven't heard seen that guy. And just hearing his mixtape, I'm really excited about checking him out live.
And we're going to play him on Setlist in a little bit, too.
Cool. Yeah, definitely worth checking out.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's listen to some other music really quick. Next up is D-Black, Get Loose. And D-Black's playing Wednesday, December 19th, as part of the program. This is all program episode.
All program related.
This is exciting.
And we should say all program shows except for Saturday night. So Tuesday, December 18th through Friday, December 21st, they're all ages too.
Except for Saturday.
22nd is going to be 21 plus. But
I wonder why that is.
They just alcohol.
They just wanted to booze it up, man.
Yeah.
Who's that? That's going to be Omega Watts and Cancer Rising. Yeah. Oh, that's why. Drunk. It's Larry. He's a total wasteoid.
Here's D-Black. Get Loose.
She move, get down, whatever word y'all used to. I'm here to make the whole world get loose. When it pop off, y'all see what I could do. The way I come off, I let you choose. Look, if you really want it, I'll really threaten. If you fiending, then I'll be on it. Plaques on the top, no joke. Every nigga in my hood repping for the West Coast. Back for the deuce. Oh yeah, your boy get loose in a crunk, so I don't need Lil Jon's juice. Y'all know what the real is, you know who the real is. Gangsta or corporate, all of them feel this. When you see me in the spot, get loose, get loose, get loose. Let me see what you can do. When
or you can work it, huh? 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 When you see me in the spot, get loose, let me see what you can do. You can do, or you can work it, huh? Or you can work it, huh? Or you can work it, huh? Or you can work it, huh?
Now that I'm here, we separate the real from the fake. Phonies, decoys, and perpetrating jokes. I know you kind, but you a crumb on the plate. I'm a full course meal, still ain't been ate. Trust, I know why you hate me. But you can never make black fade. Go ask Jay-Z. I'm in there. Look, homie, I've been there. I'm the reason why Bone Crusher never been scared. I make a profit like the stock market. And I was there when the girls try to stop artists. You can burn my heat. I still guarantee the multi-platinum selling CDs.
When you see me in the spot, get loose. Get loose. Get loose. Let me see what you can do. Or you can work it, huh? 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 When you see me in the spot, get loose, let me see what you can do. Or you can work it, huh? Or you can work it, huh? Or you can work it, huh? Or you can work it, huh?
You know your boy stay ready with handguns and machetes in case shit get heavy. We in the Chevy, waiting for the jump off. Jump off if you hear gunshots, run off. Your man done dumb off, moved on. So I'm coach. Look, you still in the club with 50 and leaning back with Joe. Look, I don't brag, but I boast. And if it's the same thing, well, hell, I do them both. Cause
you see me in the Range Rover, ice on my pinky and neck is glowing. Know that my pockets is fat and swollen. Blood in my city and my stack is growing. When you see me in the spot, get loose, let me see what you can do. Or you can work it, huh? 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 When you see me in the spot, get loose, let me see what you can do. Or you can work it, huh? Or you can work it, huh? Or you can work it, huh? Or you can work it, huh?
Yeah, another classic, Damian Black, all the way to the top. You know how I be, Splat. Get loose. Came to make the whole world get loose, man. Loosen up.
Yeah. This right here goes out to the entire hip-hop collective. Worldwide. Raincraft Volume 6. Ken Denner, what's up, man? Let's give it to him.
Hip-hop knowledge. Street language. Breaking. DJing. Graffiti art. MCing. Hip-hop knowledge. Street language. And it's not about selling crap on a corner.
Man, I remember back when I first started rapping. I bumped it nonstop, doggy style, track 10. Quick to grab pens and get to writing. Spitting tight when I was hardly grown. Said one day that I'd be known, and I'd be on some other shit. And seeing the heat rocks by Freeman and Pete Rock and Dre and Quick. I'm hot, staying sick, you far from ill. Dog, I rock stages with words that God can feel. And I'm always real. Man, I ain't got time to front. But don't go thinking just because I ain't a gangster, I'm a punk. Look, I only speak what I know. So I can reap what I sow. I got him talking like he's gonna blow. But yo, even if I don't, it won't be meaning that I won't keep on hugging the mic like it's the love of my life. Cause I'm a lover for life. You might say John's intense, but hip hop resurrected me. That's common sense. To my cats that pop and lock, rocking spots, beat boys and beat girls that don't stop. That's hip hop. To my cats tagging up the walls in the trains, trying to get up with paint all in their veins. That's hip hop. And to my DJs holding it down up on the ones and twos. Take control of the sound. That's hip hop. It's to my MCs writing in rhymes. Bar for bar, don't go hard and stay trying to shine. That's hip hop. Hey yo, I eat, sleep, and shit this. G-O-D be my witness. In the sky above, man, it's survival of the fittest. Cause it's like if you don't write your rap about gats and crack cats, so yak and say your track is whack. Plus, everybody wanna be pop now. But I bet they change their mind real quick as soon as they shot down. So use your brain before you lose your brain. I sit and look at half these dudes like you's insane. Cause man, you ain't hard, you soft as Wonder Bread. Geo said it best, hip hop smell nervous and underfed. But it ain't down and out like him and Kanye. And I'ma ride till the death, I give a damn what y'all say. Cause when I'm standing on stage, can't nothing compare to seeing a crowd wilding out with hands up in the air. And suckers just stare, but like Rakim, I ain't no joke. I'm raw like Kane and I ain't talking about coke. So my cats that pop and lock, rocking spots, beat boys and beat girls that don't stop. That's hip hop. To my cats tagging up the walls in the trains, trying to get up with paint all in their veins. That's hip hop. And to my DJs holding it down up on the ones and twos, stay controlling the sound. That's hip hop. To my MCs writing in rhymes, bar for bar, y'all go hard and stay trying
hip hop. One love to all the legends that done passed away. Pac, Perm, Big Easy, and yeah, Master J, Mac Dre, Big L, Dirty, and Soulja Slim. What we do with nowadays, man, we owe it to them, as well as Kool Herc, Melly Mel, and the Cold Crush. I show love to those who paved the way for us and came before us and showed us just how it's supposed to be done. But half these motherfuckers now, they just jokes to me, son. They ain't dope to me, none. Be spitting with the passion and intensity, cause after shit just tends to be some action that's offending me. Shit, man, I put my heart and my soul into the art, and it shows from the start to the close of every rhyme I recite. I gotta grind every night, and all I ever wanted was a chance to shine and be bright. And yo, I finally might. So all I got to say, throw on some show toes, no laces, and walk this way. Yeah, my cats that popping lock, rocking spots, B-boys and B-girls that don't stop. That's hip hop. Till my cats tagging up the walls of the trains, trying to get up with paint all in their veins. That's hip hop. Until my DJs holding it down up on the ones and twos, stay controlling the sound. That's hip hop. Until my MCs writing their rhymes, bar for bar, y'all go hard and stay trying to shine. That's hip hop.
That was Grinch. That song's called That's Hip Hop. Grinch is playing The Program, of course, Thursday, December 20th. And that show is also with the Saturday Nights and DJ B Mello and Blue Scholars, of course. They're playing every single night.
Right.
And that one's going to be pretty awesome.
And it's not just music that's happening.
It's
also
not.
Aside from the shows.
This is just like a crazy extravaganza of hip hop. And there's an art show. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. The upstairs gallery at Numo's will be given over to a bunch of different artists. I'm not even sure at this point. I think it's like 11 or 12 different Seattle and area artists that are sort of in the hip-hop graffiti tradition. I don't know. I think it's still pretty broad. I don't actually know the artists by name, but I've been talking with the curator of it, and she's really excited about getting all these sort of young and unseen or unexposed artists
right.
out and putting their stuff on display. It'll all be for sale also, so anything that you're interested in, you know, should you check it out, you can buy. And it's just another element of what hip-hop culture is all about.
You right.
know, there is definitely a strong visual element and artistic element that goes with it, and so that'll be on display at the program.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, and if you guys want to check out what an example of the art might like kind of look like, you should look at the paper this week. Look at the print edition we've
right.
got in the roundtable article that you should read, because it's totally really interesting. We have art by a guy named Peekaboo, and it is so weird and cool.
Yeah, his
like
stuff
is surreal,
great.
But really cute
sluts.
And cartoony. Yeah, so
his stuff is great. He's the guy that created the album cover for Bayani for the Blue Scholars
right.
album.
And let me just tell you, we're going to be giving away a copy of
right.
Bayani at the end of this episode.
At the end of the show, you have to listen
to
win that one.
You're going to have to listen to win. Keep listening.
Listen to win. It's the phrase.
Yeah, man. Oh, God. I want to shoot myself in the face
so
now.
So tickets for the program, we should say, it's $15 a day or advance.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to the Numo's website to get those. You can get an all 5-day pass for $50, which will get you about $5 off every day if you plan on going.
Yeah,
going multiple
that's
days.
$25 discount.
And thestranger.com/the program has the lineup. It has interviews and videos and more music from all of these artists. So check that out. And then pick up the print edition and check out the roundtable interview. And then there's like three or four different articles on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the whole music
paper,
section
so.
Is pretty much dedicated to the program and to hip hop in general
right.
this week.
So we're just playing along.
Right. Don't say we didn't do anything for you,
yeah,
hip-hop
I mean,
community.
Come on. We're just playing along with the grand directive.
Let's play some more music. We got Jay Pinder and Cancer Rising. Both of them are playing, of course, the program. Jay Pinder is going to be playing on Friday, December 21st. This is him with Things I Want to Do.
My all white shoes, I do what I do when my number call, I'm on top. You just just an underboss. My ambiance, I have your ice unthaw. Remain calm, put your life on pause. Work never stops, I remain on call. The grind got a nigga sick, the cold got a nigga stiff. Can't forget all y'all, when a nigga get rich. If I ain't chasing a girl I can't get, if I ain't running in shoes I can't fit. I believe in, I achieve it. I see what I believe in. I keep my mind focused on the little things I wanna do. Believe in, I achieve it. I see what I believe in. I keep my mind focused on the little things I wanna do.
The money got me going all out, representing what I'm about. Rules and regs got me resenting what I'm about. I'm about to do me, get money, I do me. Now I got money to count. Now I'm getting paid for the thoughts that come out. It's no longer free speech, it's still hip hop, still these streets. Label me industry in my all white tee. Dudes ice grill them in his all white teeth. Red monkey jeans, check the Nikes. They mad at me cause I'm in BBC and NYC, kinda went in my A. Landed in LAX, left the A today in a Lexus. Rolling down rocks with a Lexus. Juice rolling down rocks with rocks in my necklace.
I believe in, I achieve it.
The best is my town, my rhymes all get better with. Looking like a freshman, homie, I'm a veteran. I flow the best in. When I put my best in, focus J, think about the money, turn your vest in. Remember when I said I was the best in my section? Now I'm the best in yours too. I'm guessing before the question. Stay ahead of the pack and I pack a message. Stay back, punk, I pack weapons. Yes, him, he get down, don't be the one to learn a lesson. Lil' mama doing extra. Look, lil' mama, I could be an investor. Let's just sway to the beat, run away with me. I easily put forth the effort.
Music to the highest degree. When the suckers disappear and the money starts showing, we'll all scream, fuck you, bitch, and keep going. Yeah. I'm fucking good and I don't quit. My name is MC Boozillis and I'm back in this bitch. And when the funky drummer coming in the 808 kick, yo, Larry said,
let's start some shit. Seattle fans are suckers. Yeah, maybe not me, yeah, you motherfucker. I think you need a little polish, boy, you little college boy. You need to do the knowledge toy. You need to just wait in silence till you know about Jason Silas, Jakes and Vines, social labor, ghetto children in the tribals, black anger in the boom bap project. Everybody who was putting it down before the days when you couldn't get clowned. Now everybody is safe from getting their cars pulled. In 07, we gon' start soon. We ain't chums, you the shark food. Fix your face and your scarf, dude, cause it's about to get dark soon. Dedicated to the lames and the marks too. Now stay tuned for the part two.
Hey, yo, excuse me in the street, but you don't run me. You make hip-hop music to the highest degree. When the suckers disappear and the money starts showing, we'll all scream, fuck you, bitch, and keep going. I'm fucking good and I don't quit. My name is MC Boozillis and I'm back in this bitch. And when the funky drummer coming in the 808 kick, yo, Jay said,
let's start some shit. True story, you bore me. Wanna bounce, get housed, you Lori. You corny, you Maury. Paternity tests, paternity dresses. I'm so tired, so, I'm so timeless. Don't like us, don't buy us, download us. I'm so biased, sick riders can kiss my nuts. Get greasy and fish fry, it's time is. What's up, Jesus, the zone ever cost us. Block us, Benny Blanca's out for Betty Crocker. Muck us if you wanna get your place put in. Wanna step up and get your face smushed in. It's the best from the upper left, yes,
bless one.
Wanna test the freshest wester. The Mississippi, this is it, the rest done. Plus they say they 206 bits the next grunge.
That band is called Cancer Rising. Song's called Let's Start Some Shit. I should start some shit with Larry Mizell. I think I already did in this podcast earlier. He's the lead MC of Cancer Rising. We love him dearly.
Playing Saturday, December 22nd, Cancer Rising. That's the only 21 plus show for the 5 nights of the program.
Blame
Larry.
The
rest are going to be all ages. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for coming in and talking to us, Jay-Z.
Yeah, letting us know how things... Did you just say it was great to meet you?
No, I said it was great to be here.
Oh, okay.
Letting us know how things are going to work this weekend. It sounds great with the art show, and then all 5 days, obviously, Northwest hip-hop taken from every corner of, I think, the Pacific Northwest.
It is unprecedented, really. So, something like this. Not just 5 nights in a row at Numo's, but hip-hop in particular. You know, and something that we touch on in the story is that... In 1989, Sub Pop started this all Northwest music festival called the Ultra Lame Fest, and 89 was the first year they did it, and it was sort of like a coming out of Sub Pop, grunge, sort of the rock scene of that time. And there are comparisons, I think. There's similarities in what happened then and what's happening now with Seattle hip hop, Northwest hip hop. So yeah, it's a big deal, and it should be a great time.
Yeah, so check out www.thestranger.com/the program. It's going to have all the ticket info, all the schedules. And then here's your chance to win some music from the headliners of the event, the Blue Scholars.
Yeah, all you need to do to win the Blue Scholars Bayani, which is their 2007 release, is to just email setlist@thestranger.com with your favorite hip-hop Christmas song. Yes, please.
Yep,
we want to just hear what it is. We'll enter you in the contest. Best one will go on line out.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, Mr. Zwickle, music
thanks
editor
for having
of The
me.
Stranger.
This was fun. You guys rock.
We're going to leave you guys with one more song. It is not hip hop at all.
It's not
by the
part
band
of the
week. Not that would be hilarious if it were though.
I know.
It's the band of the week. They're called Police Teeth. This song is called "Is That Because You're Adopted?"
Question mark.
See you next week.
You burn.